is the industry in complete chaos, and the whitefish sector and the shellfish particularly are in absolute chaos, because the traditional patterns of landing and getting their stock weighed is now completely rejected by the Sea Fisheries Protection Agency. There's a transition period between now and the 1st of June in which we must put in place new weighing practices, quite literally, at every pier, and have that certified by the NSAI and by the SFPA. So we have a very short window opportunity to undo the work practices that have been in place since 2012. So we are in a state of absolute chaos. We're totally lacking clarity, and it's going to impact on our fishing sector after having the bombshell of the Brexit. So we're in a very bad space regarding fisheries.
And this means new equipment, obviously, to be installed, technologies needed. That cost, is that going to accrue directly to the industry as well?
Yes, the department and the SFPA are attained that it's an obligation on us, the producers, to put in place the control regimes, providing that they are certified by the NSAI and the SFPA. So all costs fall back on the Irish fishermen. That's not acceptable. But what's more worrying to me and to the sector, and I've consulted widely with the sector, is that these new practices that they're now bringing in will involve fish being boxed, de-iced, reboxed, weighed, and there will be periods which there will be waiting for, perhaps if you're under a control way whereby you could be waiting for an SFPA officer. So there's absolutely no clarity, and as you appreciate, there's no code of practice either for time delays or time restraints in getting this done, because no such document exists in the SFPA. So there's far-reaching and wide implications that are going to impact on the processors, not least of which the importance of retaining the quality of the product that we process. Our sector, be it the processor or the producer, has had no visibility of the body of evidence against us or the reports that were compiled by the different agencies that led to this draconian decision. So we're working completely in a blind, where a decision has been taken by the Commission on foot of reports, on foot of an administrative inquiry. But none of us have seen that. Obviously, there is information contained in that has led to this. We need to see that, because the body of information that was collected by whomsoever has had devastating effects on the Irish fisheries sector. We need full visibility of that, because this is going to impact every level and every sector of the Irish fisheries in the next 2 years. There's going to be no quick fix, and this is going to be a long, slow slog back to normality. You know, it's devastating. Notwithstanding all the negative leaks that we have seen in the various publications, that's damaging to the body of the Irish fishing sector. We've built up a terrific market share, and then you have these leaks, you have this body of evidence that no one has seen, but it's been compiled by someone. It's led to a decision by the Commission to revoke our control plan, but yet no one knows what we're accused of. And I, for one, in regard to the Irish fish processors and exporters, we can defend our record in all our plants rigidly and robustly, and we will do that. But let's see the charges against us.